Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
And with it being December now, all of a sudden, right? A lot of people's focus and conversation is always around Christmas dinner, okay? Now, I will say and admit that the main course of Christmas and its meal is not my favourite. I think the most important course on Christmas Day is dessert. I have a big sweet tooth, so that's probably got something to do with it. I know traditionally the Christmas pudding has been majority of people's favourite dessert when it comes to Christmas Day, right? It's kind of a staple, one of those things that even though, you know, you might not necessarily want it 100%, it's got to be there, kind of like Brussels sprouts. Just to tick the box of a proper Christmas Day, Christmas dinner and Christmas dessert. The Dublin's BWG Foods have revealed what our actual favourite Christmas Day dessert is. Because, let me tell you this, it is not the traditional pudding. It seems that that has been replaced with cheesecake. So where is traditional pudding now? It is actually fourth on the list after cheesecake at number one, sticky toffee pudding at number two, and a roulade or a Swiss roll at number three. Now, some of the other desserts that made the list include ice cream, sorbet, profiteroles, chocolate brownie, tiramisu, and apple pie. To talk about the traditional pudding, can I admit, I don't like it. I just don't think it's sweet enough for me. I think dessert has to be so sickeningly sweet. Especially because you've had, you know, your starter, your main. They're all savoury. Give us the good stuff now, right? Loaded with sugar. Cheesecake being number one. I'm happy about that. I'm going to be honest. Now, I would say of the list that I just gave you, the actual Christmas Day dessert that we have in our house does not feature on that list. Because our dessert in our home is trifle. Always has been, always will be, and I absolutely adore it. So justice for the trifle. I need that to make the list. Tell me, what are you having for your Christmas Day dessert? Is it the traditional pudding, or is there anybody else that does not like it, like me? On 087-798-9898 this morning.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. The 98FM Lowdown.
And it is time for entertainment with gorgeous showbiz Shannon.
Oh, good morning. We're off the back of our Christmas party. So.
Oh, me and Shannon were having an absolute bop and a boogie on that dance floor all Friday night. It was so much fun.
It was so much fun. And I actually have a song maybe coming up that we may have danced to on the Christmas party.
Oh, go on.
But first, we have an update on Cher's docuseries. And it looks like it's not happening, Leanne.
What?
I know. So if you didn't know, last week it was reported that Cher signed a $13 million deal with Netflix, which would be nice, for a 7-episode tell-all series about the highs and lows of her life. And the supposed project was allegedly called Sharing Her Story. No, it's not even spelled that way.
Oh no, is it not?
It's just, it's spelled sharing, S-H, but it should have been spelled C-H.
They missed a trick with that.
They really did. This is probably why they pulled it, because they couldn't even think of that. It was set to drop in 2026. However, according to TMZ, none of it is true. And sadly, there is no deal and nothing is in the works.
So by them saying it's not true, it was all just speculation. As in, did Cher even know that this was going on?
No, she hadn't a flipping
clue. Not a breeze. Went on the internet one day and she was like, what is this about? $13 million?
In fairness though, I'm sure she wouldn't say no to $13 million.
I don't think so either. I definitely wouldn't.
And now, because everyone's fuming online in the comment section, everything being like, where is it? What? Maybe they might actually make it.
I was going to suggest that. Maybe because it's out there now in people's minds. Obviously, people are giving out about the fact that it's not happening. They actually might make it happen. But they need to change that name and they need to use the pun.
Sharing.
Come on, make it happen.
Yes, absolutely. Moving along, Kylie Minogue is dreaming of a simple life this Christmas.
Oh, of course Kylie is.
Speaking to Bizarre, she said, said she would love to be invited to an office Christmas party.
Oh, she's missed a trick now because we just had ours on Friday. If we had found out about this on Friday or any time earlier last week, we would have given her the invite.
We literally would have had her there. We would have been dancing on the floor with her, spinning around, doing the twirls and everything. She said, we've had office parties, but it's backstage somewhere. I've never worked in an office, so it's kind of a fantasy for me. I would love to go to one. She is fantasizing
of all
about
the
an
things.
Office Christmas party. Like,
that's so random.
She's fantasizing. We're spiraling.
Yeah, completely. Kylie, it's not what you think it is.
It really isn't. And then finally, Louis Tomlinson is spilling the tea on which One Direction hit he hated performing. And I cannot believe it is this one.
To be everyone's favourite one, come on. And also to confirm, Shannon and I were dancing to this at the Christmas party. Having an absolute whale of a time. No, Louis, come on. That is a great tune.
It's such a good song, and that's gonna have memories for me just because of the Christmas party as well. But he said, I'm not sure there was a single time I performed What Makes You Beautiful and enjoyed it. That always felt like a bit of a challenge. How can you not enjoy spreading joy to people?
100%. Isn't this always kind of a thing with the song that makes an artist the biggest, the most famous, and also makes them the most money, that they hate it?
I know.
I would love if a song was making me as much money as What Makes You Beautiful made them, I would sing it however many times, whoever wants to hear it, at whatever venue. Come on, right?
Well, he didn't enjoy it, but we definitely did.
And that is the main thing. Showbiz Shannon, thank you for bringing us all the entertainment this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin, weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
It is Leanne Hanifin with you. I hope you've had a wonderful start to this brand new week. It is Monday, the 1st of December, and I know for a lot of people, you might have spent the weekend putting up your Christmas tree and all of the Christmas decorations to go along with it. Tell me, how's it looking? Are you happy? If you're still looking for a bit of inspiration as to how it should look, well, interior experts have revealed their top tips to make sure that your festive decor is up to par this year. Obviously, one of the biggest debates when it comes to Christmas and the decorations is the Christmas tree. Are you going real? Are you going artificial? According to the experts, it doesn't matter. What should actually be on your mind is how messy they can get. Obviously, there's pros and cons to both of them. Real trees, you have to deal with the pines falling. With fake trees, then you have to consider how fake you want to go, you know, without it looking too plasticky. Also, if you're planning on going maybe too traditional, well, that's a bit of a try-hard. So they're saying that planning a colour-coordinated theme is essential. He says, if you're after a look that's a bit OTT, explore colours away from traditional red, green, white, gold. Don't go for them. Instead, you should be opting for jewel tones like emerald, sapphire, burgundy, or earthy tones. Maybe a sophisticated pink as well. Fairy lights too. Let's talk about them, right? Because we love them, right? The experts don't. They're calling fairy lights tacky but fun. Again, I think this comes down to personal opinion, right? If it is going to add extra sparkle to your seasonal merriment, I say knock yourself out and do it. And finally, this one hurts the most, I think. Tinsel, don't be tempted by it. The experts say that it is crossing over into tack territory. The tinsel is considered overly commercial, and the experts are recommending to steer towards more muted and earthy designs. So think kind of deep forest greens, muted golds, textures like velvet, ribbons, and glass ornaments. You know what I say to all of that? Boring! Christmas is the time of year to be tacky. As tacky as you can be. And nobody can say anything to you about it. The more tack I say, the better. Come on. So your decor now after hearing that. Are you going with the interior experts and toning it down a bit? Muting the colours? Definitely no tinsel. Or do you say the more tinsel, the better? If you want to send in any photos, if you did put up decorations from over the weekend, we're on 087 798 9898. I would love to see them.
Leanne Hanifin. Weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. on 98 FM.